Well, we have a short sermon today. Don't all get up and applaud at that thought. I know it's an exciting moment. So that command to go and make disciples, we've been talking about it quite a bit lately. And I was wondering, just what is God's heart? What is God's heart as he tells us to go and make disciples? Well, we know he created us. He created all things, and he created us, and he loves us. Sometimes we don't realize the impact of that, but we realize it when we look at the fact that he sent his only son to us. In 1 Timothy 2:4, we have the following passage. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone, solid evidence of a loving God who cares for us. Well, I wanted to review just briefly from Luke 15, very popular chapter of three short stories. The first one you might be familiar with, it's about a shepherd who has about 100 sheep, and at night he brings them back into the pen. And he notices that night that he's missing one. And, oh my goodness, I'm missing one. So he puts someone in charge of the sheep in the pen, and he runs out, and he searches into the night until he finds the sheep. It's just a little reflection of God's interest in us and those that are lost as he cares for us. The next story is about a woman who lost a very valuable coin. She knows it's somewhere in her house, and she searches high and low, and she actually does not quit, because it's so valuable, so precious to her and her family. Another reflection of the heart of God. As God seeks out the lost, as God reaches out and searches for those who aren't connected to him. In the final story, probably the one most famous from this passage, one most of you will know, it's the lost son, or the prodigal son, if you will. And it strikingly reflects the heart of God. And I'm sure you're familiar with this story as well. You know, he's a wealthy man, this father, and he has two sons. And the youngest son is kind of a rebel. The youngest son actually doesn't like anything, doesn't like his family, doesn't like his dad. He is really all about himself. Sometimes you know people like that, they're all about themselves. And he goes up to his dad one day and he says, "Dad, you know, I'm just fed up with putting up with you. I wish you were dead. I wish I could take my inheritance and just leave." Strangely, the father says, "Okay," and gives him his inheritance. Talk about hitting the lottery. The guy had the time of his life. He left his father's house. He went out and he did wine, women, and song. He couldn't have had more fun. He just did all sorts of things you shouldn't do. He had a great time. The only trouble with this story is the money ran out. What do you do when the money ran out? All those friends you thought you had around you? No, they're not there. He goes down so low, he's actually to just eat. He goes down so low, he has to eat with the pigs. Could you imagine a Jewish guy eating with the pigs? He is definitely down. And as he's dealing with this, he's realizing, you know, my father's servants are better off than me. They at least have a place to sleep. They at least have food to eat. I think I need to humble myself and go back and see if I can get a job just as a servant so I could eat. And so he does. He goes back to his dad. And what he expects happens is not what happens at all. His dad runs out to his son when he sees him. He puts his arms around him and embraces him. He tells his servants, "Go get a robe for my son. Give him, bring that ring I have for him. Even get him a new pair of sandals." Can you imagine how this guy smelled? He had to be something horrible. The father didn't care. He was just so excited that his son had returned. His son had changed his life and had come back and humbled himself from all his selfishness. And if that wasn't enough, he throws the biggest block party the area had ever seen. A huge block party. They had people all over the place, and I'm sure bands and food all over the place, the father spared no expense in celebrating his son's return. Well, if you know the story, you know the oldest son is kind of like standing back and like, wow, hoopla, who is dad? Why did you do this? I mean, this son, this other son, my brother, was just downright selfish. He took half of the inheritance and just blew it. There is no one more self-centered than him. And in verse 31 and 32 of Luke 15, we see this. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead, but is alive again. He was lost and is found. Well, that is just a touch of how God is. When one of his own says, I've been wrong, I've been selfish, I've been living for me. You see, God does not reject a broken, contrite heart. God does not reject. God loves us. And he celebrates in huge ways when someone comes to him, when someone recognizes him, when a life is changed. Matter of fact, it's not just God that celebrates. Verse 7 of Luke 15 says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. All of the heavens celebrate. All of the heavens rejoice at someone coming to Christ. You know, when we go to share Jesus Christ with others, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's kind of awkward. Sometimes the risk of failure just totally makes us weird. It's just uncomfortable at times. But God has given us the Great Commission to go out and share the gospel. And we can know we don't do it alone. The Holy Spirit's with us, empowering us, comforting us, encouraging us. Because God has sent us out as his representatives. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. You see, the way we get some of God's heart is to be used by him. We are really official delegates representing his truth, representing his heart. The secret to us having a heart like God is to allow ourselves to be used by him. And he can do it in a mighty way.